Boy, I am really blessed this morning. Look at this crowd of kids. And I know some of them have been here before. I just can't remember their names. It's nice to have Adam and Noah back and Nicole. And we've got a new one here. We're just blessed to have her this morning. So today we're going to talk about treasure. I love treasure. Doesn't it sound good? Just the word sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yep. When I was probably a little bit older than you, probably Noah's age, I read a book called Treasure Island by Robert Louis Stevenson. You guys read that? You heard of it? Heard that?
Yeah.
But a lot of people have heard of that. Yeah. A lot of people have heard of that. It's a great book. I've actually got it on my Nook because I was going to read it again. And there's, I have a lot of games on my Nook. They're about treasure. There's one, let's see, it's called, if I find it again here. Okay. Well, that didn't work out so well.
It must be, like, not charged.
There it is. Pirate Mysteries. And then The Search for, I can't even remember what that's called, The Search for Treasure. And so I got all these games that all have to do with treasure. And so I was looking up some things about treasure. And one year for Christmas, we had my niece and nephew, we had made them go through a treasure hunt to find their Christmas gifts. And every clue led to another clue. And eventually it led to a gift. But sometimes our gifts are just little pieces of candy or something. But they don't have to be big. It's the fun of hunting the treasure that was the most fun to do. And that's what some of these games are like. They're just the fun of getting through that one clue and getting to the next clue and the next clue and the next clue.
I don't really care what's in my guess.
And then I got to looking into the Bible to look at treasure. And there's a lot that Jesus has to say about treasure. Did you know that? It's really, really interesting if you go to Luke and look up don't be playing with my Nook now. Steve will find charges on there. He doesn't know what they are. In Luke 13, it talks about treasure. And it says, I got to find it again. Here we go. Well, I haven't really. Thought I had it marked. Boy, that was good. We're going to do it from memory. Luke 13 talks about treasure that we build up in heaven. And what it says is that you shouldn't lay up your treasure on earth. And the way that we lay up treasure in heaven is to forget about the selfish part of our nature, the part of us that wants something. And when we want something, we're thinking only selfishly. And the way to lay up treasure in heaven is to think of others and the needs of others. And when we give to the poor or when we do something for someone else that has a need, that's when we're laying up treasures in heaven. And God says in the book of Luke, if I could have found it, in the book of Luke it says, your purse could have moth-eaten spots. And I have a purse that has some moth-eaten spots. But if you have moth-eaten spots in your purse, things can fall out. And that's what we're talking about here with our treasure. If you lay up treasure on earth, it can all just fall out. You could be walking down the street and it could just fall out of your purse. But if you lay up treasure in heaven, it will never disappear. And the Bible tells us it will never go away. It will never go away because we've laid up our treasure for our eternal life and not for the life that we have here on earth. So remember that when we do something for other people, when we've done something that wasn't just for us, when we've thought of others and we've done something for them, we have laid up another piece of treasure, something we don't have to hunt for because God says it will always be there. It will never go away. And when we get to heaven, our treasure will be there. And we'll be it will be right there waiting on us because we've done it every day. We've done something for someone else. We've thought of others more than we've thought of ourselves. And as the Bible tells us, we have loved one another as much as we love ourselves. Let's have a word of prayer and ask God to help us to do those things every day. Dear Heavenly Father, we love treasure. We love treasure hunts. We love the adventure that we have when we're just doing the search. But Lord, we know that searching for our heavenly home, laying up those treasures that we will have for eternal life, is so much more important than what we could ever have here on earth. Help us each and every day to think of others, not to think selfishly, but to help others in need and to store up our treasure for our eternal life. In Jesus' name, amen.